And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we are going to get started for you right now. A new mentorship program aimed at young boys has officially launched in Sebring. The first meeting of the Young Gentlemen's Club was held this week through a partnership involving the Village of Sebring Police Department and the Sebring Township Library. Organizers say the inaugural session focused on introductions and building relationships, while also introducing the group's first discussion topic: the difference between self-confidence and arrogance. According to organizers, participants expressed interest in returning for future sessions, a sign they view as an encouraging start for the program. The club's opening message emphasized that confidence comes from knowing one's own value, while arrogance seeks validation from others. Leaders say the goal is to help young men develop respect, humility, and quiet confidence as they grow into adulthood. The Young Gentlemen's Club plans to continue meeting in the coming weeks with additional discussions centered on character development and life skills. And defendant Howard Thomas IV appeared in Huron County District Court to address a bench warrant issued for his failure to appear in a 2021 marijuana case. Judge Julianne Ferris reinstated Thomas's $5,000 bond, which has been posted. The court appointed attorney Kyle O'Meara to represent Thomas for the remainder of the proceedings. Thomas is required to meet with pretrial services to follow standard bond conditions, which may include drug or alcohol testing. The case is scheduled for a bond violation and plea cutoff hearing on August 20th at 10:30 a.m. before Judge Prill as a visiting judge for district court. And Laisha Lynn Stanilis is facing a misdemeanor charge of animal cruelty following an incident involving a dog left in a vehicle. Stanilis was arraigned today in district court regarding an incident on July 20th. Prosecutors allege Stanilis left the dog inside of a car during hot weather with the windows rolled up until an officer had to free the dog from the hot interior. The charge carries a maximum penalty of 93 days in jail, a $1,000 fine, and up to 200 hours of community service. Stanilis, represented by attorney Tammy Salins, entered a plea of not guilty. Judge Ferris set a personal recognizance bond at $3,500. The court has ordered the prosecution to provide a plea offer by August 13th with a final plea cutoff and pretrial hearing scheduled for September 3rd. And we will be right back after these brief public service announcements.
I suffered a stroke 9 days after I had my daughter.
My baby was 2 months old when I was diagnosed with heart failure.
Heart-related problems can happen up to a year after giving birth.
Talk to your healthcare professional about your risk for cardiovascular disease during pregnancy.
And learn how to keep your heart healthy postpartum.
Because caring for yourself is just as important as caring for your baby.
Learn more at goredforwomen.org/postpartum.
I was 24 when I had a stroke.
I was 35 when I suffered a heart attack.
I was 46.
I was 62.
It's a fact. Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death in women.
But we can fight against our number one killer.
Talk to your doctor about your risk factors.
Know your family history.
Learn the warning signs and symptoms.
Together.
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 Let's go red for women.
Visit goredforwomen.org to learn more.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.